second floor. The Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will conduct your hearing at this point, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Could you please state your name and your ABC number for us for the record? Mr. Mason?
Yeah.
Can you hear me, sir?
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, could you please state your name and your ABC number for us for the record?
Zachary Mason, 291-427.
Okay, so you're here before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Let me introduce you to the board members that are conducting your hearing today. You have the Honorable Luis Quiñones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.P. Wright, who's our board chair. You have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, and my name is Michael Johnson, sir. I'll be acting as your panel lead. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Correction, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Turner. Mr. Mason, while you're here today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
What was that?
Prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
I still can't understand anything over this phone.
Okay, Mr. Mason, June 15th, 2018, you signed a form notifying you of this board's hearing. Are you had a form that notified you of this board's hearing? You recall that, sir?
Yes.
Okay. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, Mr. Mason, or are you representing yourself today?
I did not hire an attorney.
So, you represented yourself today, sir?
Yes.
Okay. So, again, I'm going to, at this time, advise you and Mr. Turner of your swearing in, Mr. Turner, in, okay?
Okay.
Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Okay. Mr. Mason, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have two allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. As I read the allegations to you, I need you to say whether the allegation is true, false, or you can take the fifth. The reason that I'm allowing you to take the fifth is that on your warrant, you do have a booking number and a department recording number, and these receipts are recorded, and at any time, the attorneys may subpoena a copy of these tape recordings of this hearing. So you do have that option to either plead, state that it's true, false, or you can take the fifth, okay? Mr. Mason?
Yeah.
Do you understand what I just informed you on, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. So the first allegation on the warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 5 as demonstrated by damaging the property of another owner about May 24, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
False.
Okay. The second allegation states that you are violating Arizona Commission of Supervision number 5 as demonstrated by you engaging in violent behavior on or about May 24, 2018 at the Pro-Prodon Psychiatric Center. Is that true or false, sir?
False.
Okay. So again, what you say to both of those allegations are false. We're going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Turner, to get some additional information, okay?
Allegation number 1. On 5/24/2018, the offender was transported to the Community Bridges in Mason, Arizona, to the Pronghorn Psychiatric Center in Prescott Valley, Arizona. Offender was voluntarily receiving services. Upon arrival, offender became upset when he was told he could not smoke. The offender took a black fan and threw it, hitting a mounted television, causing it to break free from the wall, falling to the ground. He damaged a computer by pouring water on it and then reached into the nursing station, grabbed a speaker, and threw it down the hall. Prescott Valley Police Officer Williams, number 79, responded to the center. Defendant was arrested for criminal damage, a felony offense, and disorderly conduct of misdemeanor offense. Follow-up number one, as of 5:31, upon receipt of the arrest report and completion of his warrant, defendant is still being held at the Prescott Valley Jail. Charges are pending disposition. Allegation number two is exactly the same as one. Would you like me to read it?
So what's not true about allegation one and two? Hello, Mr. Mason?
Hello?
What's not true about those two allegations, sir?
Sir, I can't remember any of these things happening. All I can remember is going to that place and then feeding me a whole bunch of pills. And from then on, I can't remember what happened. I don't remember exactly what happened. I just remember waking up in jail. So to be honest with you, all I can remember is them giving me a bunch of medication and me waking up in jail.
Okay. All right, Mr. Mason, thank you. Based on the information contained in warrant number 2018W1544 and the information and testimony from the parole officer, I am going to move to find that Mr. Mason was a Lincoln, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
It was a motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Dr. Wright. Agreed, Mr. Quinones. And agreed, Mr. Neal. Mr. Mason, we're not going to phase two of your hearing, sir. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you under community supervision, okay? We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to go with some information with you, sir, and then come back and have you present any information before the board that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Turner.
Mr. Mason was released from ADC custody on 4/9/2018 and arrested on 5/24/2018 by the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office on felony charges of criminal damage and misdemeanor charges of disorderly conduct. He was returned back to ADC custody on 5/31/2018. CSED is 5/7/2019, 0 abscondates. Current conviction, 2013 commitment A count 1, criminal damage 1 year. 2013 commitment A count 2, theft credit card attained fraud 1 year 6 months. 2013 commitment B count 1, shoplifting 2 years 6 months. 2013 commitment B count 2, criminal damage 1 year. 2013 commitment C count 1, criminal damage 1 year. 2013 commitment C count 2, shoplifting 2 years 6 months. 2013 commitment D count 1, aggravated assault 1 year 6 months. 2013 commitment D count 2, aggravated assault 1 year. No prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC. He has a CUIR score of 3.4, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 1. SCD information, self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang Juggalos. No prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs, fighting, fraud noted. Other arrests, they have the current arrest of 2018 and criminal damage, pending charges. He has a GB score of G5V6. Status of charges, as of this morning per the Yuma County Attorney's Office, they report that the charges were returned to Prescott Valley PD.
Returned to Prescott Valley?
I don't know what that means.
It means for folders, sir.
Yeah.
For maybe investigation.
Okay, Mr. Mason, I want to go with some information with you real quick. So, sir, I see that when you were released on February 14th of 2018, you were authorized or allowed to reside with your father, Mr. Jim Mason, at 2704 West Nicholas Drive in Payson. However, you remained there until April 19th of 2018 because you requested to stay with your uncle because you didn't get along with your five, what was the problem between Ranger Five, sir? Mr. Mason?
To be honest with you, I don't feel like answering that question.
Okay, well, you have a right, sir. You then were approved to go stay with your uncle, Mr. Paul Mason, at 88 North Milky Way Road in Payson. And then you requested another change. Is there a reason why you didn't stay there with your uncle?
Because I went to the hospital.
Okay. You went to the hospital, and that's when you left your uncle's residence?
I was good at that address, and then I went to the hospital, and there was no reason for me not to be there.
Okay. So when you went to the hospital, so you were going to Community Bridges where you were going for substance abuse and anger management?
Yeah, I was taking classes. I was going to them every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at Community Bridges in Payson.
So you weren't staying at that facility, you just were being an outpatient there?
Yeah, I was an outpatient.
Okay. Looks like you had only one UA test, and that was negative. You stated earlier you don't recall what happened when this incident occurred at the facility that you just woke up and remember you were in jail, or do you recall what exactly happened on May 24th? Of 2018 when you were at the Community Bridges in Payson?
Yes, sir.
So you weren't able, as a result of this, how long had you been there and taken the anger management classes, sir?
The entire time that I was out, maybe, I think it was about a month and a week, or about a month and a half.
And how were those working out for you, sir?
They were good. I enjoyed them. They're actually, I really enjoyed the classes, and I was doing really good, I thought.
And what are you taking any classes now that you've been back incarcerated? Are you taking any classes or any programming that you're doing now, Mr. Mason?
Not right now, no.
Okay, so let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. Okay, send no additional questions coming before the board. So we're about to come on a conclusion of the hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself, Mr. Mason?
No.
Okay, so Mr. Mason, the board's going to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, so I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place. During the discussion, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. However, I'm going to need you to remain silent while the board is in discussion, okay?
All right.
Okay, the board is now going into discussion, and it appears Mr. Mason was actually doing good. He was attending his classes, and he originally stayed with his dad, and for some reason, he and his dad had an issue, so he started staying with his uncle, and when he said that he had was getting along well with his uncle, he was going to a Community Bridges in Payson, in the psychiatric center, taking some programs. He said he was going there, and he enjoyed the classes. They were actually going very well for him at the time. He said this incident that occurred, in which he was violated for engaging in disorderly conduct and damaging the property of another, but he doesn't really recall what happened. He remembered being at the facility and they gave them some medications, and the next thing he knew, he woke up and he was in jail as a result of what had occurred there. I think that Mr. Mason, Mr. Mason probably he's not going to be released for almost a year in May 7th of 2019. I think if because of the incident that happened here and the violent nature of the incident that happened, I think it would be the best interest for Mr. Mason to stay incarcerated, take some programs while he's incarcerated, get himself together so that he, hopefully when he is finally released, he won't be involved in any programs like this or any violent disruptions. Criminal damage or destroying the property. Also, you know, I want to make note that he does have a history of criminal damage. That's the other thing that concerns me, that he does have this history of several criminal damages, and this current charge that he's in custody for is another criminal damage charge. So I do think it would be best for Mr. Mason to stay incarcerated and get involved in some programs and hopefully some anger management so that when he gets out that he'll be able to control that and not be involved in any more negative activity. That's my opinion. I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Ms. Whitten.
Mr. Johnson, I just also note that when Mr. Turner gave us the discipline information, his current behavior also includes fighting while in custody. So that kind of carries on that aggravated assault, criminal damage, and fighting history.
Okay. All right, therefore, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision. Mr. Mason, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, and had lapses, probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company as he was arrested for criminal damage and disorderly conduct, as well as destroying the property of another. That would be my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agree, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Miller, Dr. Wright. Mr. Mason?
Yeah.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. You will be released on May 7th of 2019. So while you are still incarcerated, so we really do hope that you will get involved and take some programming while you are there so that hopefully you'll be able to do some anger management, some program that would be there. Work with your CO3, sir. We want to thank you, Mr. Mason, for taking the time and opportunity to participate in your hearing. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, sir. Thank you.
Please put the CO3 back on the phone, sir.